Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friendos, In This League, Hour 2. What is going down? Thank you guys for tuning in. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. That's us. We are In This League. I really, really wish we had the Chris Collinsworth cuts. It would make a lot of sense. As people try to wrap their heads around what In This League is, it was all built from our good old friend Chris Collinsworth going, well, you know, in this league, and it's the trophy in this
and then, as opposed to all the other professional NFL or, you know, football leagues in North America that are televised and make billions of dollars. And
even more hilarious than the 90s when it would be said, you know, the last 2 years, it would have made a little bit more sense as multiple leagues have tried to do anything. Bogman, I got a totally incoherent tweet, and usually incoherent tweets are usually mean in some respect. They're like, they're nasty and stuff like that. This came in like 2 days ago, and I don't know what to make of it. Here's the tweet. Again, in theory, it's nice unless it's just reaping of condescendingness. But this guy, Sam Crawford, and I've never seen the Twitter handle before, Loompa Wonka, goes, right, is it the Welsh? Dude, you could go mainstream. I hope you are rich. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I'm putting the tone on the end, like he said it like that, because that's how I read kind of the little stream of consciousness. You could go mainstream. I hope you are rich. Thank you. That's how I read the tweet. What is that? Does he actually hope I'm rich? Could I go mainstream? Or is he
know what he's it? Trying to say to you? I do love it though. I do like that. And Jag said, hey, to be fair, I thought that was a private conversation. that sounds like it's like when someone, have you ever had this? My mother does this all the time and it drives me nuts. She'll just start in the middle of a story that she wasn't telling me.
Well, cause it's in her head. I've done that before. Where things are, my son has been doing that to me lately. And, I do that sometimes where I'm in my head and then I start talking about it and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. That was just me.
It's the worst. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, well, can you tell me how this started? I don't know how this started. So
yeah, it was, I mean, thank you. I guess it was, I'll take those tweets all day, every day over the main one. I hope, you know, I appreciate it. Mainstream and rich. Thank you, man. Made my day. All right. When we come back, we're going to go look at the sports book. We got football talk. Don't go anywhere. We're In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey.
In this league.
Look at us.
Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Told you guys, wasn't lying. Right back. Quick segment, quick break. Back with ITL on Twitter at Is It The Welsh at Bogman Sports. That's a way to find stuff and things that we have got going on. You know, but maybe unlikable, you know, long-term people that like us. I always get weird about that. You asked about a listener, Lucio, like, why would you unfollow me? I don't tweet politics. Like, what do I tweet that's not good except tweeting about our episodes?
The data.
Why'd you unfollow me? I don't say mean things on Twitter. I'm a gift
guy. You just call her a man for, a year straight. So
I did say catfish. Like, yeah.
Data, I'm not, you get nothing from me on that. That's your fault. 100%.
Okay. Okay.
Lucio, I'm going to assume that anyone that likes us and unfollowed you and not me, it was during the Saw tweet storm. How many tweets was that again? Was that 80 tweets?
Oh, but that's so old that you don't unfollow me under that anymore. But also, that's your fault for putting me on notifications. If that was the case. Yes. One night I did tweet 64 straight times about a 6-part Saw series around. This was when they said that Chris Rock and Sam Jackson were going to be a part of the new Saw series. So I created a 6-part series about it in my mind.
Fargo, though, right?
I wrote the script.
Aren't they going to be in Fargo now? Isn't that or Chris Rock's going to be in Fargo?
Oh, so, is it really?
Yeah, I just assume that Samuel Jackson's going to be in everything since he is in everything.
Well, I just like, but see, when I heard that, I was like, well, Adam Sandler's going to show up, and then Adam Sandler's friends will show up, and it'll be like, the old people movie or whatever. So yeah, I went on a binge of tweets and I wrote out the script on Twitter, and I had like 60 or 70 people unfollow me that night. But don't put me on notification. What else is the problem here? Right?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not. Right. I followed you the whole time, so
don't ask me.
I'm not inside. I mean, Lucy also thought it was prudent to DM me or to tweet me what Bruce Arians said. So
well, good riddance then. Good riddance.
Well, that's why I said my immediate reaction was, "Are we betting?" Because I did the bet thing the other day. I bet, but I was ready to bet everyone everything. And
I really missed the boat on a couple of things. I could be flush with a couple more dollars had I jumped on a few.
I don't think. I mean, I still hold that I would have won that stuff. So, okay. I guess
it would have become null and void because the Chris Thompson.
Still want to bet that. How about this? This is a different type of bet. This is a different prop bet I'm making for you, the Welsh, right now. I will bet you still whatever you want. That Leonard Fournette will double Chris Thompson's touchdowns this year.
But see, you're tying it to just touchdowns. The conversation we had was about production.
Okay. I will guarantee you that Leonard Fournette has double the yards in the red zone and double the touchdowns.
Double the yards in what?
In the red zone. And and double the touchdowns that Chris Thompson has this year.
Yeah, but I don't really doubt that. Like Tampa Bay is going to be.
Why did we care? Then why did we care about
because they were on the same team? That was the point. That was the point. Tampa Bay is probably going to have double the red zone opportunities than Jacksonville is going to have, and Leonard Fournette will be a part of that. So it was never about Leonard Fournette being on another team. It was about Jacksonville being out of favor and Chris Thompson taking shares away.
Tell me where, by the way, do this. Do you still have that that ADP pulled up for Leonard Fournette? Tell me what Thompson is in that same time frame, because he had to have shot up, and I'll tell you where he was beforehand.
Well, actually, all three of the Jacksonville running backs are within 5 spots of each other, and they have jumped up because this is people not really knowing what to do.
Where is Chris Thompson in that one you were looking at from the first to the third or whatever it was?
Oh, okay. I was on only the third, and those guys all jumped up.
Is Thompson on just the third? That's fine. Do that one.
Thompson is 51. Reichwell is 50, and Divine Ozigbo is 54. So they're all in the early 50s with only 2 drafts that happened on the day that Leonard Fournette signed. But that one is more appropriate for when he was cut. So the 3 right. days is a much better look here. So I just pushed
Thompson's it. Thompson's going to shoot through the roof as value goes because Leonard Fournette's gone and there's way more opportunity. And I understand that. He did go up because before that, you said 51. He was 62. before that. Going and
he was 52 or 62?
62. And okay. Reichwell was 61. So they both went up a decent amount. Yeah.
Well, check this out, though. From the first to the third, Reichwell jumped up to 42. He was the 42nd running back overall, but above Tevin Coleman, below Latavius Murray, and Chris Thompson from September 1st to the 3rd on NFC, about 36 drafts, is the 50th overall running back, below Duke Johnson, but above Daryl Henderson, and his high was 94 overall inside the top 100. Reichwell Armstead's high was 67, so both of those guys have gone up.
I said before, I like Reichwell Armstead. He's versatile. He ran a couple of routes out of the slot too, so he can catch the ball. Not the best at it, but he's a grinder. He's you know, I compare everyone that I think that is just okay to Jordan Howard, but I would say he's Jordan Howard. Like, he's the type of guy that if you give him volume, he'll get you some yards and touchdowns. He's what everyone describes Leonard Fournette as, which he's not. Everyone describes Leonard Fournette as like, hey, coach, if you need a yard, I'll get you three. If you need 5 yards, I'll get you three. They think that's what Leonard Fournette is. Leonard Fournette is not that guy. When he hits a hole, he bursts. You know, Reichwell is that guy. He's, if you need a yard, I'll get you three. If you need 5 yards, I'll get you three. That's what Reichwell Armstead is. So I see him going up, but the Chris Thompson love is going to be the one that annoys me the most because this guy is always hurt. And I know Jay Gruden loves him, but Jay Gruden is also the guy that used him until he got hurt the last time he was any good. So I don't know. I'm just not going to be in on Chris Thompson at all this year.
I would tell you that had Leonard
Fournette. You don't have one share of Chris Thompson, by the way, and neither do I. So
I don't have any of those guys. I do have a Zigbo. I got one share right as the thing went down in one of our slow drafts. But like, I wouldn't make the bet now because Leonard Fournette on Tampa Bay, I say, is a good thing. And I think when push comes to shove, it might take a week or two. I think Fournette is going to look more like the workhorse, the 65 to 70% share guy, but it might take 2 or 3 weeks. I think that Jacksonville is a oddity. You know, who knows what they're going to be. It could be a total tank. The offense could flutter. Chris Thompson has the potential, because here's the thing. This is why I think Chris Thompson can succeed in Jacksonville, is that that team is going to be behind probably 3 minutes into every single game. And you're not going to try to ground and pound with Reichwell Armstead throughout the entire game. Chris Thompson is the perfect complimentary back when you're slinging the ball. He's the guy that is, you know, they don't have great separation. DJ Chark is going to still be explosive. If there's not great separation, it's going to be Minshew looking deep. They double Chark and they dump off to Chris Thompson. So Thompson will be a guy that I think could pull in 70 catches this year, but he's still not going to be he's going to be a James White light is how I see him in Jacksonville on a garbage Jacksonville team.
Let's do this. 16 games in a season. How many double-digit scoring games, so 10 or more, does Chris Thompson have out of 16 this year?
Oh, man.
In a PPR lead. So you're getting a point per reception. So yeah, that helps you get into the double digits way quicker.
I mean, I would be hard-pressed to go with – I mean, if the caveat is I get the 16 games, if he's hurt, I mean, that's his problem. Like, that's what's tough about it.
If you were to play
16 games, I think I would be comfortable taking half of them. Eight.
Okay.
I think it's like eight is in that range. He could way surpass it. I just say the other thing is Jacksonville sucks and they're going to be so bad that I'm hard pressed to dive crazy in, but I do feel that they're going to be behind most of the time. And Chris Thompson, I mean, I don't know where Zigbo is going to play in that. If Zigbo is maybe more of a multifaceted back, but I feel like Chris Thompson, he's a leader. He's been in the league for a while. He's a fantastic pass catcher, and we have seen this guy explode. Even in stupid Washington, that guy could bust out for 80-yard screen passes and take it to the house. So, you know, he can make plays happen himself if he's healthy enough. So if healthy and 16 games, I think it's fair to easily go at 8, or you could set the over-under at 8.5 on double-digit scoring games.
A lot's going to be told week one as far as how they're using Chris Thompson, because, you know, Armstead can be out. They're going to use Thompson the same way they would use him with whoever, it looks like. So I'm with you there. I would only give him 5, though. Only 5.
Yeah. Think about a bet. Speaking of making bets and looking at props, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We're going to start with some win totals. We'll see if we get anywhere else. But maybe you guys are looking to make some early season bets. Win totals might be a fun one. So don't go anywhere in this league. Coming back.
Sports SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
Welcome back in, friendos. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid and Mightier 1090, San Diego, Slam Diego. Love that. I sent you a hat, by the way, of it was a Ketel Marte person, like his name on a hat, but the same company. They work with MLB, they aced out. They had a hat in the colors that says Slam Diego, which, I mean, I'm not from San Diego, though I have lived in LA and from California. I'm not a Padres fan. I kind of want it. And they had a 23. No, 23 Fernando Tatis with like the little autograph on the 23. They're the coolest hats on the planet.
Hey, listen, can you just like the Diamondbacks once?
Now,
all you do is wear blue shirts to Dodger Stadium and talk about Slam Diego and how great the Padres system is and all that stuff. Where is your Giants and Rockies love? You love everyone but the Diamondbacks. So just get it over with. Just move to San Diego and be a Padres fan.
I mean, technically, I'm from the Bay Area and my entire family were Giants fans, but I was the A's fan. And, you know, the last place I vacationed was Colorado, and I loved Colorado Springs. So I'm just an NL West guy, Boggs. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm just saying the hats were cool. The Slam Diego stuff is great. I love Fernando Tatis Jr., but I didn't send those to you. I sent you a Ketel Marte hat, and immediately Bogman goes, "Nah, those are stupid. I don't like it. I hate it. Ketel Marte's a loser."
Exactly,
and I
what I said, word for word. It's stupid, and I hate it, and I don't like you either. That was my text to you, right? Isn't that what I said?
Exactly. So. And Leonard Fournette is the greatest. He threw that in too.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette. Well, that's just my signature at the end of all my texts is Leonard Fournette is the greatest.
Get you a hat that's Fournette greater than Chris Thompson. And that'll really resonate with me.
How about mine will just say my running back is better than your running back. How about
that? Oh, I like that. Actually, we should have a shirt. There's a little insight. We should have one called Stone Cold Worst Player in the Draft. We should should take that line and then just have a picture of Fournette.
If we win that flex league with Fournette and Bell, I am going to be a King Kong as far as celebrating. I'm going to be streaking with Will Ferrell. That's right. I'm going to be climbing up buildings. It's going to be, that looked like it hurt.
I hit myself so hard. I got too into character.
Don't worry about that. You're going to stop your heart doing that stuff. Don't do that so hard. What are you doing?
Like a Scully there. I was like, another heart attack. I was actually looking at that roster and we have James White on the bench too. So, you know, we actually have some pretty good on that team. All right. So let's get to the sports book before we get thrown out of it again. And this is a good time because, you know, obviously next week, everybody is going to kind of move themselves and get really dialed into week one as we are as well. We'll be very focused on, maybe even some of the bets and the week one plays, but this is a great time if you want to get in on, you know, some of the long season plays. There's a multitude of them. You can go championship. You can play division winners, making the playoffs. I kind of like the make the playoff one, but let's start. Do you want to start going through the win total bets?
Yeah, I like the win totals.
Do we want to cherry pick some?
We can cherry pick. I do want to do the first two, though, because that's the opening night game.
Oh, okay, because the first one I'm not interested in, but let's get your take on it, because the first one is the Houston Texans, and I have an incredibly difficult gauge on that team, and this is one I'm probably not going to play around with, though if I did, I'm going to smash an under. And this win season total on the FanDuel Sportsbook, if people want to check it out, is 7.5. You know, 105 on the over, minus 115 on the under. What are you hitting? Because I'm going to smash the under if I have to choose.
Just let me ask you, and I didn't remember. I had to look it up. So if you butcher it, no shame. How many wins did the Texans have last year?
I feel like they, if I remember correctly, they were right in the playoff hunt. So I want to say they were, 9-7?
10-6, and they won the division. And they still have Deshaun Watson. So, and J.J. Watt, I mean, is coming back healthy. Who knows for how many games that is, of course. But
yeah, Phil O'Brien's still the coach. No Clowney. I think the defense looks worse. The offense is, I mean, if David Johnson could be a game changer, if you had David Johnson of old to open up the offense, it could be big. I'm just not a...
Hopkins, because he's the big loss here. I mean, I think going from Carlos Hyde to David Johnson is somewhat lateral, you know, because I like Carlos Hyde. They lost Hopkins. Is that really 2.5 wins? Hopkins gone? I don't know, man.
I think the Colts are in a better spot. Their defense, they added DeForest Buckner. Phillip Rivers is much better. And the Titans, I think they're in a great
first place schedule too. So you got to take that into account. But I'm going to take the over. I think this team is an 8-8 team at worst. So unless something happens to Watson, in which case you could say that to any team. So I'll go over on that. I think they're at least 8-8.
That's fine. We're both picking sides, but let's also in the cherry picking here, let's make the decisive, like I would make this bet, like not just this is what I do. I wouldn't take any of these. This is a pass for me on the Houston Texans. Would you put money down to take the over on this, or are you not confident enough?
Let's look at the schedule here. So it's actually kind of rough. So I may be backtracking here. Here are losses that I think, and you can tell me if you disagree. At Kansas City, loss, right?
Yep.
Against Baltimore, loss.
Loss.
At Pittsburgh, loss.
Yeah, either way.
0-3 to start. At home against the Vikings, what do you think?
See, I'll give you this. I think they win and lose one of the week 3 and 4. So I think they're 1-3. I don't know if they beat Pittsburgh and Minnesota or inverse. I say they're 1-3 after the first 4 weeks.
Jacksonville's a win, I think. At Tennessee.
See, I think they're going to lose one and win one. So give me the loss.
So we'll give that the loss because that's on the road. So Green Bay.
I think it's a loss.
5. At Jacksonville, at Cleveland, both wins, right?
Yeah.
Against New England at home. That we're at 5 losses right now.
But are they 4-5?
I don't know. There's something. I'm just going through the whole schedule. We'll get to the loss level, then we'll know. So Jacksonville, Cleveland, they win. New England at home. I think they win that one. I'm going to give that one to them.
Okay, that's fine.
At Detroit, win. Okay. Against the Colts at home, I think they split with the Colts just like we Jacksonville. So that's a win. At Chicago's a win. At the Colts is a loss. Versus the Bengals is a win. Versus Tennessee is a loss. So 9-7 is what we have them at. The over is 7.5. I don't know that that's enough to put my hard-earned money down.
Yeah, I don't think I think that's my main point. Like, you make a good case doing that experiment that I think it's very viable for 9 wins, but I also don't see there's upside. I don't see tons of upside in that. I think they could also lose, or I think they could lose to the Steelers and the Vikings, and then you take it down a notch, and it's just too close.
There's too many close games, right? You're right. So, yeah, what's the next team you want to look at here?
Well, I think just going with the other one real quick, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're set at 11.5 right now. And if you take the under, you're getting plus. It's minus 125 if you take the over. And I think it's hard to bet against. And I think this is one I would comfortably, especially if I wanted to get tricky and I wanted to play a win total parlay or something like that. I actually think I would be comfortable with Kansas City on the over. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. At Baltimore. I'm just going to say the ones they could lose. How about that? At Baltimore, at home against New England, I'm going to give them that one. After that, maybe at Tampa is a tough game. at New Orleans.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think win at everything else. They got the Chargers twice, the Raiders twice, the Broncos twice, the Jets, the Panthers, the Falcons in here. I think they win all those games.
We're starting. I'm telling you, if we want to start a win total parlay, I'm going to start with Kansas City because I think 11.5 is it's pretty over number that I'm going to take. Next one. How about we jump to Baltimore? Baltimore is also at 11.5. You get plus if you take the over. You get plus money. It's -125 on the under.
What's the total again? I'm sorry. 11.5. Say it again one more time.
11.5.
11.5. I'm trying to find Baltimore for week one. I can't. Oh, here they play the Browns. 11.5 is a lot. That's a tough division.
Where were they last year? Did they win 12 games?
They were great last year. Obviously, Lamar won the MVP. They were 14-2 last year.
Give me their hard games real quick. Do that same thing because I might add
Kansas
them.
Kansas City versus at Philly versus Pittsburgh. Let's say at New England, at Pittsburgh. That's it, man.
They are win total parlay. I am putting both Dallas. Of those. Doesn't matter. I am putting because if you put Pittsburgh in there twice and you've got New England and stuff. I am I'm going to stack my parlay with two big high dogs, which is probably less than likely here. Let's do one more and let me find a good one here. Okay, check this one out. Cleveland Browns, 8.5. It's the under. Same -110. Under. Easy under?
Always. Always take the Browns under. At Baltimore, here's a game they could lose. At Baltimore, at Dallas, versus Indy, at Pittsburgh, versus Houston, versus Philly, at Tennessee, versus Baltimore, and Pittsburgh again. That's 9 losses, I think.
Well, I mean,
that's 9 games they could lose. Is what I'm saying. So
yeah, so there's just not a lot of work with it. I think that's when I'm pretty close
and
to
pretty
comfortable.
Much every team drops one you don't expect them to drop. So one of those Jets or Raiders or Washington or whoever, they'll drop one of those ones too.
Check this. This is another really interesting one. The Green Bay Packers. The over under is set at 9. Now hold on, because check this out. The over is a +120. The under is a -140. That is a huge thing on the over-under that I'm not sure any other team has that big of a swing I'm not seeing.
Their schedule, I think, looking at this just offhand, I know we got to hit a break soon here. But
let's go over the schedule when we come back. Let's get to that one. You get the schedule pulled up. We've already picked 3 teams for a win total parlay.
We got Jacksonville, too, when we come back. That's going to be fun.
We've got Kansas City, Baltimore, and the Browns, those two over. Cleveland under. And let's see what's up with the Packers. So don't go anywhere. Looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook right here on ITL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
Welcome in, friendos. It's In This League. That's a show with Bogman and the Welsh. Come and check us out over at InThisLeague.com. That is our Patreon. If you're not familiar, Patreon, lots and lots of different shows and platforms and comedians. They've kind of got an outlet for you to support and get extra content from them. And we have a bevy of it, from ranks to help you with your drafts, to dynasty ranks, baseball, football. We've got live stream shows we do. Bogman does 1 to 2 a week, and we're going to have some football ones in season. We got GroupMe rooms, easy access to us, ways to hang out, and a community that is rich and robust. So come and check us out. Support your boys at InThisLeague.com. Easier than giving you the Patreon address. Very, very easier. So we were taking a look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and we're kind of cherry-picking a little bit. We're looking at the season win totals if you're making some bets. There's obviously some easy one-off ones that you can take, but I think a key to talking about this is not just being like, yeah, I like the over-under, but is really being, this is one I would put my money down on. So a fun way to approach it is, what would a win total parlay look like? And so far, through cherry picking a few, we both like the Baltimore and the Kansas City over at 11.5 going through the schedule. I think we both like the Cleveland under at 8.5.
I'm way more confident on Kansas City and Cleveland.
Okay, let's take it. Oh, you're not confident on Baltimore, though.
It's not that I'm not. It's not that I don't think they're going to be good again. I do. But I just the 11 wins. It looks so tantalizing after they had 14 wins last year. But you got to remember they're playing a first place schedule this year, too, from last year. And I don't know. That one's just a little questionable to me. But I'm good on Kansas City and Cleveland 100%.
Okay. I'm going to keep Baltimore in because I really like that. And we were looking at Green Bay. And Green Bay has got this really odd switch of like plus 120 if you take the over of 9, but minus 140 if you take the 9. So, you know, I mean, they're playing with you a little bit here and, you know, maybe they're playing a push card. But what do you think, Boggs? What's the schedule look like when we look at Green Bay if we were to, because I'm not sure I feel confident about this one with some of the diciness and you know, a lot of rumors.
Tough. Okay. They're tough to figure out. So week one. Yeah, I'll just give you their possible losses in my eyes. So you can tell me if you think they're going to win or lose. At Minnesota week one.
I think they lose.
Okay, so do the finger thing then. You're holding up. Yeah. One. Yeah, phrasing. At New Orleans.
Loss.
At Tampa Bay.
Go either way.
Okay. At Houston.
Win.
Okay. At Sanford or versus Minnesota at home this time. You're gonna split that one. Give them the home one. Split. Okay. At San Francisco. At the Colts.
I think that could be a loss. I'm gonna give it a loss at Colts.
Okay. Philly at home.
I'm gonna give it to them.
Tennessee at home.
I don't think they could take both of those. I think they're going to lose one, so I'm going to have them lose to Tennessee.
That's it. Only everything else here is, I think, is a win. Detroit, Atlanta, both at home, at Tampa Bay, then Jacksonville, the Bears, the Lions, the Panthers, and at the Bears again.
I mean, you know me. I love to be nuts about Green Bay, apparently, every year with Aaron Rodgers. I think it's dicey, but, I mean, based off of what we did here, it's kind of a decent play. I mean, we have them at 11-5, and that's
You know they to could be take... safe, you know what we should probably do? Throw in a random loss. You know what I mean?
Now they're...
now they're 10-6, but that's still winning, right? Didn't you say it's 8?
Nine.
Okay, so nine. So yeah.
I mean, it's not a lot of room, but we, you know, we gave an extra loss. So I say we add that to the parlay, take the over on Green Bay.
What you gotta tell me what Jacksonville's number is.
Jacksonville over under is 4.5, plus 100 on the over, minus 120 on the under. It's a good number.
4.5. All right. And they just traded a starting safety the other day as well. Just the exodus continues. They are clearly tanking for Trevor Lawrence at this point. And I think what's going to happen, I don't know, because we're hearing some rumors. I think they're going to tank for Trevor and then they're going to go and get Trevor with the number one overall pick and then hire his college coach, Dabo Swinney, away from Clemson. I think that's what's going to happen. But that is, you know, way in the future. So
I see them. I could see them as a 3-win team, a 2 or 3-win team. I just don't see them winning games. So I don't know if I want to make the bet, but.
Well, I would take the under. I don't really care what the number is. I'm going to go through the whole schedule. You tell me where the win is. All right.
All right.
Where the possible win is. At home against the Colts, week one. At Tennessee. At home against the Dolphins.
Maybe. Let's give it a maybe. A one.
Okay. At the Bengals.
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that's a loss.
At Houston.
It's a loss.
At home against Detroit.
Loss.
At home against or on the road against the Chargers.
Let's give that a win.
Traveling all the way across country.
Yeah, but I want to give them kind of a random win. Okay. Let's give it.
At home against the Texans.
Nope.
At Green Bay.
Nope.
At home against Pittsburgh.
Nope.
At home against Cleveland.
Maybe.
You can throw a maybe in there. Yeah. At Minnesota, versus Tennessee at home, at Baltimore, home against the Bears,
Maybe.
And then at the Colts.
So, I mean, we threw three maybes in there, and we got to four wins on right. Jacksonville. And their over-under is 4.5. So,
no.
Take the under.
Take the under on that one. Are there any other teams you want to go over? Do you want to do some of the other weird futures bets?
Let me just take a look. Ooh, this is a good one. How about the Patriots? Over-under is 9.5. And, okay, remember where I said that swing of plus and minus? This is the craziest one. Plus 135 on the over, minus 160 on the under for the Patriots at 9.5.
Man. All right. You want to go through their schedule here. Let's just do all the games again. At home against the Dolphins. Win, right? Dude, come on. Give fingers up.
Fingers where up. Do you want me to put my
fingers? Wins. So they win against at Seattle. That's a loss. At home against the Raiders. That's a win. At the Chiefs is a loss. Broncos at home.
Call it a win.
Okay. At home against the Niners.
Loss.
At Buffalo.
They're going to split Buffalo.
At the Jets is a win. Versus Baltimore is a loss. At Houston.
Let's give them a win.
Okay. At home against the Cards.
Win, because it's at home.
At the Chargers.
Win.
At the Rams.
Loss.
At Miami.
Win. Oh, wait, did we give...
No, that's fine. That's fine. Versus Buffalo at home. That's win. A win. And then versus the Jets at home. That's 10 wins.
I'll tell you, I don't feel confident enough to put my money on it. Even though we did get there, we said it was 9.5 and it pays real good. I don't think I like putting that on my parlay, even though it's hard to bet against Belichick with Cam Newton in there.
I'm with you on that 100% because, you know, let's not forget, as much as we both like Cam and we like Cam with Belichick and all that stuff, he is coming off of a surgery and missing the majority of the year last year. So that doesn't just go out the window.
All right, so two more here is we are going to do our teams. Let's do ours. I want to do yours. That's
you want to do mine? Okay.
Yeah. What do you think?
The total is 8.5.
It's 9. And the over is -120. It's a +100 for the under at 9.
All right. So here's how we're going to do this. You're going to pick my games, and I'm going to pick your games.
I'm going to have them go 14-2. So let me pick the wins and losses.
Okay, Monday Night Football at the Giants to start the year.
Oh, man, at the Giants. I'm going to give you a loss.
Really? I'll bet whatever you want.
But let's just keep going.
That's ridiculous. The Giants are terrible. They're not good.
Barkley, they have all the... Okay. Haven't you heard?
All right, whatever you say. All right, that's a loss. At home against the Broncos.
That's a win.
At home against Houston.
Win.
At Tennessee.
Loss.
Versus Philly at home.
Ooh, God, that's a really tough one. I could go. I'm going to say at home, I'm going to give it to them.
Versus Cleveland at home.
Win.
At Baltimore.
Loss.
At Dallas.
Loss.
At home against the Bengals.
Win.
At Jacksonville.
Win.
At home against Baltimore.
I'm going to give them a loss.
Okay. At home against Washington.
Win.
At Buffalo.
Win.
At
what?
Cincinnati.
Win.
Home against the Colts.
Cool. Your connection is really bad. Colts.
At home against the Colts.
I'll give you. There's 10.
Then at Cleveland.
That's 11.
Okay. 11 wins.
All right. Well, your connection's all wonky there. Man, I can barely hear
That's going to be, can you hear me now? Am I okay now?
Not really, but yeah, keep going. So that's 11. I guess that's 11 wins that we gave the Steelers. And I even pissed you off with the Giants one on Monday night.
That's 12 because they're going to win the one against the Giants. So, okay.
So you're going to smack right over.
I don't like betting on the Steelers, so I'm not going to bet on that one. All right. So you ready for your Niners? I'll do this one for you. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Is my connection better?
You're now good. It was really bad.
Okay.
But hold on.
Hold
on. Let me get the season. Let me get the number for everybody.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm excited. I just want to rattle off stuff.
I can tell you like really want to bet it. 10.5. It's a +100 on the over, -120 on the under.
I'm going to be hard pressed to pick a loss for them here. At home against the Cardinals is a win. That's one. Okay. At the Jets is a win. At the Giants is a win for your team because I'm not an idiot. At home against Philly is a win because they have to go across country. Same thing against Miami. Same thing against the Rams. I'll give them a loss at New England. How about that? Because they have to go all the way across the country. At Seattle, I'll split that with them. That's a loss. Versus Green Bay at home, I'll go with the Niners. I'll give them a loss at New Orleans. At the Rams is a win. At home against Buffalo is a win. At home against Washington is a win.
10.
At Dallas is questionable, but I'll give that to your Niners. At Arizona is a win, and at home against Seattle is a win. Okay. What, I give them 13?
No, you got them 12. You got them 12. But even if they lost that Dallas one, we're at 11, and we hit the over. We hit the over on it. You felt more comfortable about it. So on both instances. So I think if you're setting up a parlay, I like the Niners Steelers. I love the Kansas City. I think I like the under in Jacksonville, and I like that Cleveland one. Now, what if we were doing a five win total parlay? Have some fun. Drop, I don't know, $50 on it for the season total. I don't even know what that would pay out. Would we go Steelers, Niners, Kansas City? You don't like Baltimore as much, so Cleveland and Jacksonville. So two unders and three overs.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. That's a fun parlay. So we got through that, Bogman.
I like that. Yeah. Lots of fun. Lots of fun betting.
So much fun. Would you say so much fun?
I can't believe. By the way, the Steelers are only favored by 2.5 in that Monday night game against the Giants Week 1. So yeah.
Well, I mean,
so you might be closer to right than me. And by the way, Steelers love to drop a random one to the Raiders or Washington or whatever. You know, usually it's Cleveland or Cincinnati.
Slow start, and I mean your Steelers always drop one to one of your stupid division teams. You drop one to stupid Cleveland.
I just think that's the only week, like, we know Ben and James and Juju and everyone's healthy, so I just think that's a win. So.
All right, well, short segment when we come back, and then we'll actually tell you what's coming up in hour three because it's some baseball talk, and Casey Bubba is going to be tagging in here. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. It is this is the final little giddy go for me because hour two's coming up. We got Casey Bubba coming up in the house and baseball talk. No more bets. You don't have to do any more prop bets. You're going to do all baseball.
No, we're going to talk. Well, I have to ask him what his take is on Fournette. So we'll get that out of the way. I'll try to reserve I'm just going to repeat what I've said anyway. So I'll try to reserve that for the most part. We'll get his take. And then, we were talking about on the ITL baseball podcast this week, the Welsh, about how this year's 60 game season and the stats and the amazingness that some guys are going to have, how that's going to affect their stock next season. So yeah. I picked a bunch of guys that have way overperformed their ADP and way underperformed their ADP. And I just want to see Bubba is buying into these seasons and going in here as well. So it's a little for the continuation of this year. Do we think these guys are going to keep putting these numbers up? And also a little bit of value for next year's drafts as well. So
does he think Cronenworth will still be good?
Cronenworth is on the list, friend. How was I going to leave? By the way, why don't you just tell me, what do you think Cronenworth's NFBC ADP was before the season?
356.
You're not even close.
700.
You're still not there.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
It's 8:06.
Listen, he wasn't on the horizon. That was the big thing. Like I remember seeing him. It's so funny because the first day that camp opened, I know we only got a minute here, when regular world, normal spring training, I was out and the very first day at Padres camp and Manny Machado had not, he had not shown up. And what they had going down was they had Ty France at third running in exclusively and Cronenworth was working with Fernando Tatis Jr. and running second base with Jerickson Profar. And you could see how much the team was wanting to give an opportunity, but they were bringing in Dozier. They had Profar. There's no other spot. None of it made sense. So it's no wonder that anyone wasn't on him. It was all about getting on quick when he started showing it. And that's what we had been preaching at ITL. Yeah. And that's why I've got all the shares of him. And I'm so excited because he's been so damn good. So that's going to be a great conversation. So tune in. Casey Bubba is coming in. I am out of here for now, but hour three is right around the corner. So don't go anywhere. In This League rolls on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.